Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Dala, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4 of Maseches Shabbos. So we know that one of the primary 39 Malachos of Shabbos is Mechaba, which means to extinguish a flame. And so the Mishnah is concerned with an individual who has sort of like an extra device that's attached to their regular receptacle where the oil is put in. And the question is a person allowed to put on this extra receptacle, because is there a fear that if you put it on, then you may come to take oil out because you don't realize that it's adding to the oil of the primary flame, and therefore that would be a prohibition. So let's just see what the Mishnah has to say, because it can get more complicated, or it sounds more complicated than it actually is. It says the Mishnah, Lo yikov adam shfoferes shel bitza v'malena shemen v'yitnena al pi haner. A person can't make a hole in something like an empty eggshell and then fill that empty eggshell with oil and put it, like, let it feed into the mouth of a regular candle, like a regular area where there's oil for a candle, b'shvil shetahim atefes, with the purpose that the eggshell will drip into the lamp and it will fuel the flame. The reason why the rabbis say this is prohibited is because if you take oil out of this, that's a prohibition. and therefore, we don't want to involve ourselves with even putting it up in the first place. Afilu hishal cheres, and this is even prohibited if the extra receptacle is not an eggshell, but it's actually a piece of cheres. It's an earthenware vessel, even though you'll say maybe if it's an earthenware vessel, so the oil will be dirty, so no one would even have the thought to take it out, and then take away from the flame. Nonetheless, it's going to be prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, and Rabbi Yehuda says no, this is permissible to use this candle with a separate area where there is extra oil dripping into it, because no one is going to come to remove oil from it, and therefore there's no need to say that it's totally prohibited to do this. So it is okay to do such a thing. But if a person has a candle that it was made in such a way that there's a regular candle where you can put oil into it, and then attached, built into it, was this extra receptacle that drips oil into it. So if this is how it was made, then everyone says that this is permissible to be used. Because it's just one vessel, and if it's one vessel, no one's going to think, oh, maybe I could take this away. No, it's only in the other case when it's not fully attached, or it's not, one entire piece, someone might say, oh, maybe I could take away from this, not realizing, but when it's one full piece, everyone will realize you cannot take away, and so therefore this is permissible to use such a thing like this. And then, lo yimale adam es ha-ka'ara shemen v'yanena b'tzah ha-ner, v'yitin rosh ha-psila b'socha. A person, for the same reason, can't fill up a bowl with oil and then put it next to a lamp and then place the unlit end of the wick into this bowl of oil next to it. B'shvil shetehisho aves, because of the same concern that the wick will draw oil from the bowl into the lamp. And Chazal were concerned that maybe someone would remove oil from this bowl and this would be just like extinguishing, so therefore it's forbidden to even set it up like this, to lead to the potential prohibition. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda allows it because he says this is not going to be done. No one is going to go ahead and take oil out of this this extra bowl, so therefore it is permissible to do it like this as well. And that was Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah Hay now continues. Let's say a person blows out, extinguishes a lamp, a candle, because he's afraid that there is going to be some non-Jewish people who are going to come attack him, and Mibnei list him. Or let's say he blows it out because he's afraid that there are some robbers that are going to attack him if they see him, Mibnei Ruach Ra, or because he's afraid that someone has some sort of a ruach ra, some sort of a, it's a little unclear exactly what this is, but some sort of like a mental anguish, the rabbis explain. And so basically, he blows it out because this helps save someone from some sort of a suffering of mental anguish. Or he blows it out because of the person who is very, very ill, dangerously ill, in fact, and so that he could fall asleep. Patur, in all these cases, he is exempt. And kichas al haner, kichas al hashemen. But if a person does extinguish this flame to save the lamp from cracking, and in order to save the oil, kechas al psila chayav, or he does it to save the wick. So in all these cases, he's going to be chayav. He's going to be liable for doing such a thing. And then Rabbi Yossi put there bechulan, but Rabbi Yossi says no. All these cases, the person who extinguishes the lamp in all these cases preceding is going to be exempt chutz min apsila v'mneishu osa pecham. But the malacha specifically of mechabe of extinguishing is not going to be biblically usur, except when a person is extinguishing a wick because he intends to make something productive. He intends to make charcoal. However, in this case over here, since it was a productive act, so it's going to be forbidden to do this, but everything else, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be totally permissible. That brings us to the end of Mishnah. Hey, God willing, next time I'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now, have a wonderful day.